BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on a visit to the United States, has been given a rapturous welcome by 18,000 Americans of Indian origin in New York City. The BBC's Nick Bryant was there.
In an arena that's hosted Elvis Presley, Bruce Springsteen and Muhammad Ali, it was Narendra Modi, a one-time pariah, who received the superstar welcome. Up until recently, he couldn't even have walked through American immigration. He was refused a visa. But now, as the Indian Prime Minister, he stepped onto stage at Madison Square Garden to chants of his name. This was a rebranding exercise, national and personal, and he predicted this would be India's century because of his country's youthful population and spirit of innovation.
On Monday, the Indian Prime Minister will be welcomed at the White House. Meanwhile, police in the Indian state of Gujarat have arrested at least 40 people following clashes between Hindus and Muslims in the city of Vadodara. Reports say crowds from the two religious communities pelted each other with stones and set fire to several vehicles. The far-right National Front Party in France has for the first time won two seats in the Senate. Its leader, Marine Le Pen, described the win as an historic victory. Half of the Senate is elected by regional officials every 3 years. This report from Lucy Williamson.
Right-wing parties more generally look set to regain control of France's upper house as a result of this election after a brief 3-year swing to the left. The country's socialist president, François Hollande, is already enduring some of the worst opinion polls in modern French history. And while the Senate does not have the power to stop legislation, this result could add further delays and obstacles to his economic plans for the nation. It'll also add pressure on him to prove that those plans, which have already divided his own party, can bring results.
World News from the BBC. American-led forces have carried out further airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. The Pentagon said 4 small-scale improvised oil refineries were hit inside Syria near the Turkish border. In his strongest statement yet, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said his country cannot stay out of the fight and that ground forces might be required. Up to now, Turkey has been reluctant to become involved in the US-led coalition against Islamic State militants. In Iraq, the strikes targeted a stronghold of the jihadist group in the city of Mosul. Swiss voters have rejected a plan to abandon the country's private health insurance system and create a state-run scheme. Nearly two-thirds of those voting said no to the proposal. It was put forward by left-leaning parties who said it would reduce costs and bureaucracy and ensure greater political transparency. Health insurance is mandatory in Switzerland, which has more than 60 insurance companies. Prices have been rising steadily over the years. Police in the Netherlands say at least 2 people have been killed when a monster truck ploughed into a crowd of onlookers at an annual motor show. Europe's golfers have retained the Ryder Cup, defeating the United States at Glen Eagles in Scotland. They went into the final day of the singles tournament of the competition with a commanding lead. The world number one, Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland, set the tone early on with an emphatic victory over the young American Ricky Fowler. The Welshman Jamie Donaldson hit the winning shot. Here's the BBC's Claire Balding.
Chance of going up. That was the most brilliant approach shot.
That was Claire Balding, and that's the latest BBC News.